My name is Nathan Martinez. I'm in fourth hour world history, and my topic is post-war Japan.
So, can you tell me a little bit about pre-war Japan first?
Well, they had their emperor. They definitely were a very nationalistic nation. They believed that it was better to die than surrender, and they were conquering other nations like Manchuria and Korea.
And how did they treat their people?
Very poorly. They didn't really give them any rights. Most of them were either convinced through propaganda to join the military or conscripted. And then when they conquered a nation, they'd rape, murder, and loot it.
So, awful human beings.
Yeah, I don't like to think they were awful human beings. I like to think they were in a bad situation.
Okay. And so, what do you feel changed that?
Well, when they surrendered to the United States, they thought everybody in there was going to be killed, raped, and murdered like they did too. Killed and murdered are the same thing, but they thought the same thing that they did to the Manchurians and the Koreans was going to happen to them, but we really treated them a lot better. We did make it so they couldn't fly their flag for a little while or do public assembly, but then what ended up happening is we gave them a lot more basic freedoms and actually let women have rights in Japan.
Okay. And so, how did the U.S. and other nations shape it?
Well, we got rid of the emperor. He could only be a figurehead now. We also made it so there was a lot more democracy and changed them more democratically, as well as we made a major reform where we took land and resources away from major corporations that were more warmongery, and we gave them to peasants who didn't really support the war as much.
Okay. And so that has changed our global situation in what ways?
Well, there's definitely a lot of new technology, and the economy in Japan is doing very well. The situation in Korea today would be very different if North Korea didn't have to worry about Japan.
And so, do they have to worry about Japan? How is their war?
Well, they can't technically declare war, but if they are attacked, they have a defensive force that they can use to fight back.
Okay.
As well as the United States has to guarantee their defense if Japan is invaded.
So basically, North Korea can't attack Japan without the fear of the U.S. and Japan, a lot of those other countries.
Although, if North Korea attacked any nation, the whole region would converge on them.
Yes. And so, the people now, they've got more rights. And
yeah.
So, how has that really affected the standard of living in Japan?
Well, the economy has been doing amazing. I think Japan sets an example for the rest of East Asia that really helps out in the pro-democracy areas.
So due to their inability to fund war and stuff, they have focused it more on technology and advancements in the science career.
Yeah, part of what happened in the Cold War, a lot more trade between the American nations helped, was part of what helped us beat the USSR, American ally, not American nations.
So, any closing words?
That'll be all. Thank you, Alex.